Some companies grow to the point they lose sight of their roots. They might begin to forget the years of hard work that brought them success. It's safe to say John Kermickel's company will have a hard time losing sight of its roots. After all, the founder's home sits right across the gravel road from John's office. The company and their story is this edition of the American Countryside. Planting season is just around the corner now, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you of my friends at Wilcross. It's the brand we've used on our farm for over two decades. Do you have non-GMO beans to sell or want to grow non-GMO beans for a premium this coming season? Give Wilcross a call. Whether you grow conventional or GMO beans, Wilcross offers great opportunities. You can get the details by calling Randy Baker at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. Of course, if you're a corn grower, keep in mind my friends at AgriGold, the corn specialist. When all you do is corn, you can look at it from every angle. It's corn 360 degrees. To find out more about the new giant hybrids that are standing out in yield trials, go to AgriGold.com. Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn are a winning combination on your fields. Contact your local Wilcross or AgriGold dealer, and always remember to follow all label directions. Along the Wabash River on the Illinois-Indiana state line, Clarence Aiken began a seed corn company in 1936.
When Clarence was at the University of Illinois, he was an agronomy student, and the professor had invited someone to come and speak to the class by the name of Gene Funk.
John Kermickel says Aiken was inspired by Funk's recently established hybrid seed corn business. Aiken went back to the family farm to begin his own.
From the 1930s into the 1990s, there were 300 to 400 family companies that sprouted up across the Midwest.
The Aiken Seed Company was also an associate grower for Funk's hybrids until 1973.
That's when Dave Aiken, Clarence's son, came into the business. At that point, some of the companies with Funk's were getting anxious to grow and looking for other opportunities, and so 7 of the Funk's companies split off and started Golden Harvest.
By 1979, sales increased to the point Aiken left Golden Harvest to become an independent company, AgriGold, of which John Kermickel is general manager. AgriGold is today part of a larger U.S.-based company called AgriLiant. It incorporates seed research from European seed companies and U.S. AgriScience as well.
In Europe, the companies over there develop their own lines and actually sell by that pedigree. It's on the bag, and so they start developing research stations and combining some of that germplasm from Europe with our germplasm here.
AgriGold has grown, but the headquarters are still in rural Illinois, and the Aiken family farmstead sits right across the road from John's office. Traveling the countryside in St. Francisville, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.